Heritage breed turkeys are making a comeback on Thanksgiving dinner tables. These birds taste much more like the turkeys that Native Americans and settlers were eating in the 17th century compared to today's butterball. NPR's Allison Aubrey visited a farm in Maryland to find out why saving these heirloom birds has turned into a new American passion.
Wow, it's beautiful here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Kind of crazy.
I've just arrived at Moose Manor, a farm on the banks of the Potomac River, where farmer Dana Key raises Narragansett turkeys, a heritage breed that traces its origins back to the colonists who settled around here in the 17th century.
Hi, turkey. Hi, gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah.
They really are talking to you, huh?
They are. They love it when people come over.
Dana says Narragansetts love to show off. They prance around us and puff up to show us their bright feathers.
Their heads are sort of purple and blue, and they've got these giant red wattles. And
very just, striking
yeah,
to watch.
Yes.
These birds have quite a history.
They were likely brought here by what we would call the Pilgrims.
Well, sort of. The early settlers from England actually brought their own live Norfolk turkeys with them across the Atlantic. Then these British birds met the native wild turkeys, and their offspring produced birds like the Narragansetts, which taste very different from the turkey we're used to today.
It's got more flavor. It tastes very robust. Not gamey necessarily, but it's not just a vehicle for gravy.
As commercial turkeys started to take over in the decades after World War II, heritage breeds went into decline. 20 years ago, birds like these were on the verge of extinction. There were fewer than 10 Narragansett breeding birds alive. But with a growing movement of foodies who love the novelty of undiscovered tastes and a renewed interest among conservationists and breeders who want to preserve the genetic diversity of the past, populations have rebounded. A new census from the Livestock Conservancy finds there are now more than 2,000 Narragansett breeding birds. The explosion of interest has helped farmers like Dana Key because people are willing to pay a premium for these birds, upwards of $6 a pound.
I sold out of the Narragansetts about 2 days after I posted that they were available.
So why do you think people are willing to pay for this?
I think a lot of people are really interested in preserving traditional food. And I think people like a story.
I think food connects us to the past, to each other, and I think that it is also forward-looking.
That's Richard McCarthy, executive director of Slow Food USA, a group committed to preserving heritage foods. He says putting a turkey like the Narragansett on the table helps create a broader context for the American Thanksgiving meal.
The new world experience with food is one in which we bring parts of us from our past, but here we make something together that is new and different and creative.
McCarthy says people seek out these heritage turkeys just like they seek out heirloom tomatoes and apples for variety and flavor. But he says these heirloom foods also hold the genetic material that could form the building blocks of a future food supply, especially if disease makes today's commercial crops and livestock vulnerable.
In almost every case, if we eat and value these foods, then they have a future.
So in order to save breeds like the Narragansett turkey, we have to eat them. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.